backstage noble wife, the story of America's favorite family of the footlights, and of their fight for security and happiness against the concrete heart of Broadway. It's early the following morning now at Moore's Wind, Lord Brandeshire's castle, where Mary, Harry, Pop, and Calvin are paying a long-awaited visit. And as our friends make their way toward the stable area, we hear...
Well, I don't know if I'm well advised. I've always been kind of afraid of horses, but...
Oh, I don't think you should be afraid, Calvin. I'm sure that Harold, the handyman, will be able to get a horse tame for you.
Well, I think this is going to be exciting. I know I haven't been on a horse for years.
I haven't ridden since I was a cowboy back in my early days out west. Years ago.
You were a cowboy, Pop?
Oh, did I ever tell you about that, Calvin?
No, I never heard that story.
Yes, well, here we are at the stables. Harold, is everything ready?
Your lordship.
Yes.
Should I saddle the horses for the hunt?
Yes, saddle the horses for the hunt. Please do. I see you partly completed the job and won't take very long. Mary, I'm going to have you ride Chestnut Beauty.
Oh, isn't that lovely? Which one is that? That one there?
That one right over there. He's already...
Oh, so
already
nicely named.
...saddled her. And, Harry, I think you'll have Pinto Doc. All right. Calvin, how would you like to ride Red Lady?
Oh, that sounds good.
Yes. She's a very tame horse. I'm sure she'll give you a good ride to the hunt.
Fine.
And okay. Whom have I left out?
Well, you haven't assigned one to me.
All right, Pop, you ride Secretariat, my newest acquisition.
Hey,
that's a good one. You got Secretariat, and I got Red Lady. Okay.
Yes, and Harold, you'll ride Chestnut Beauty. Now, will you sound the trumpet, please?
I'm riding Chestnut Beauty.
Oh, well, change place. No, that's not it.
Is that the right one, that he just blew there on the horn?
I guess it'll have to do. Now, are we all ready?
Try another one, for goodness sake. Is this my horse?
I think we're one horse short.
Listen, I'll stay back if you want.
No, you stay with us. Come on, Calvin, we're underway. Yes, come on, everyone. The hunt has begun. Sound the tantarenta. Now, we'll be coming to the first jump in just a few seconds, so everybody hold on. Here we come. Ready? Good. Hey, wait a minute. Where's Calvin?
Calvin?
He's missing. He must have taken a wrong turn back there.
Well, there were no other turns he could have made.
Well, they probably know their way home, don't they?
Well, I don't know whether Chestnut Beauty does, but not.
Why does he keep blowing on that silly trumpet?
That's to indicate this is a fox hunt.
Oh, I see.
You see, there are the hounds ahead of us.
Oh.
Hear them barking.
Will the neighbors complain?
No, not this early in the morning. They're all asleep. Well, I'm worried about Calvin. I think I'll change direction and go look for him. He was riding Red Lady, wasn't he?
Yes.
Oh, that's the reason, then. She likes to go back to the barn as soon as she can.
You know what? I'm sick.
And so the pre-dawn fox hunt goes on, with Calvin missing and Mary becoming ill. Be sure and join us tomorrow when we'll hear Calvin say...
No, I think I'd rather stand.
That's tomorrow at the Hunt Breakfast, the next exciting episode of Mary Backstage, Noble Wife, Word Carr speaking.